Captain Juan Pajota and his force of 200 guerrillas had already taken their positions along Highway 5 to the northeast of the camp, spread out on either side of the road in a great V. Crouched low in the field stubble, holding Springfields and BARs, and manning large water-cooled 30-caliber machine guns set on tripods, they could see the Japanese camps clustered in the miasmal bottomlands of the Kabu, just a few hundred yards to the east. Large numbers of enemy tanks and armored vehicles were visible across the river, parked in the feathered thickets of bamboo. At times, in the shifting breeze, the Filipinos could hear muffled fragments of Japanese conversations. As they'd done for the past several nights, the enemy soldiers were cooking their dinners while there was still light. Fearing that bright flames might too clearly give away their position after dark, they would stamp out their fires by dusk to forestall an American air attack. Pajota's men were both frightened and excited to have the chance, finally, to confront the Japanese straight on. This was their first great battle. For the past 3 years, they'd been a phantom army, farmers by day, soldiers by night. They were skilled at picking off the enemy a few at a time, blowing out their truck tires, swiping their food, stealing their weapons. They were well-armed for the most part, carrying both pre-war Springfields and weapons of a more recent vintage that had been smuggled into the occupied Philippines by submarine. Yet some of Pajota's men were merely teenaged boys armed with nothing more than bolo knives. Pajota was heartened to find that the Japanese had neglected to station guards on the Kabu River Bridge. This oversight allowed Pajota's men to lodge some 20 landmines in the road. An explosives expert also succeeded in strapping a time bomb to the understructure of the bridge. The bomb was timed to detonate at 7:45. This calibration was a matter of supreme delicacy. If the bomb went off any earlier, the loud blast might prematurely set the Ranger raid in motion. If it exploded any later, substantial numbers of Japanese troops and vehicles might cross over the span, overwhelm the Filipinos, and join the battle at Cabanatuan Camp. Ideally, the bomb would go off precisely when Japanese armored vehicles were trundling across the planked floor of the bridge, thus taking down a few unsuspecting members of the onrushing enemy along with the structure. That, at least, was Pajota's firm hope. But in the tropical humidity of the Philippines, explosives quickly became corroded and were thus often unreliable. The odds were good, Captain Pajota realized, that the bomb would fail to detonate. This would leave his modest force of a few hundred men in an extremely precarious position. In a firefight with an entire mechanized battalion of Japanese troops, Pajota's men would then enjoy but one slim advantage, that of surprise. Approximately 1 mile away from Pajota's location, straight down Highway 5 toward Cabanatuan City, Captain Eduardo Hosen's forces had assumed their positions without incident. They were crouched in the irrigation ditches lining either side of the road, poised to annihilate anything that blundered down the road. Hosen scanned the empty highway and realized that, most likely, his was an all-or-nothing situation. Either he would see no action whatsoever, or he'd encounter an overwhelming force. Cabanatuan City was 4 miles away, close enough so that a convoy of Japanese vehicles could arrive within minutes should the garrison receive a distress call. Once the assault began, Hosen could only hope that the Japanese inside the camp would never get a chance to telephone their comrades in Cabanatuan City for help. Hosen knew that Captain Pajota had dispatched a few of his scouts to snip all telephone lines leading to the prison compound. Eventually, the guards would probably figure out that something was amiss and send a team of electricians to learn where the breaks in the line were. But for the moment, Cabanatuan lay incommunicado, marooned in the waning twilight.